This, the 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, will run through October the 26th and focus on the theme, The Word of God in the Life and Mission of the Church. Amongst the participants at the Synod are the Chief Rabbi of Haifa, the Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew I, and a host of other spiritual leaders of various faiths and denominations. 25 women will also lend their expertise to the Synod, 6 as experts and 19 as auditors. My friend and colleague Philippa Hitchin was at the Synod Hall this morning and spoke to Sister Sarah Butler, Professor of Dogmatic Theology at St. Joseph's Seminary in New York. She told Philippa she has a long history of collaboration with the bishops.
I'm not exactly sure why I was chosen to be an expert for this synod, except that there was a great interest in having women represented among the experts, and since I have a history of collaborating, I think that perhaps explains it, although one never knows. I'm not a scripture scholar, but they also need people with a dogmatic theology background in order to help contribute to the preparation of a document that will deal with questions beyond the specifics of scripture teaching, namely the tradition and the magisterium and how this all fits together in a Catholic understanding of the Word of God.
What are your personal hopes at the beginning of this three-week meeting? What would you like to see coming out of this in terms of support and encouragement for the work that you and others here do?
I'm not sure yet what my expectations are. I think there's some issues that haven't that aren't fully addressed in the working paper that are more of the question of the gap between biblical scholarship and theological scholarship and the ordinary people. That kind of gap has to be addressed because new methods of examining the scriptures, historical critical methods, have introduce new perspectives that are confusing and make people feel that unless you're an expert of some kind, you shouldn't even open the book and that you have no access to it. So that's a question that I would like to see addressed better. But then there's the Lectio Divina and the use of the scriptures in preparing for Sunday Mass and things that have already, projects that people are already undertaking that I hope would be encouraged and strengthened. I would like to see apostolic religious men and women more actively involved in proclaiming the gospel in through teaching and through catechesis. I think right now there's been this kind of an absence of religious voices in a strange way with the new interest in, let's say, justice issues, in looking at temple matters. The people have lost the sense that religious men and women have some special capacity to should be contemplating the word and should be transmitting the fruits of their contemplation. And so I'd like people to feel more encouraged to do that. Even myself, I don't do that sort of writing. I do technical matters, and I think the challenge to make the gospel alive for people in a direct way remains very big for us.
Certainly in the pews, the statistics are quite shocking about how few people today have any real in-depth knowledge of the Bible, even among those dedicated churchgoers. Why is this?
I think they haven't been helped to actually pick it up and read, and even like the New Testament, people don't seem to feel any obligation or any interest in reading it. And yet the other day I spoke to a woman from Russia who said she grew up in a non-believing family, and she, as an art historian, was telling the art history majors that they had to read the Bible in order to, or I guess her teacher told her she had to read the Bible in order to understand the great art of Western civilization. And she said, I read the gospel and I fell in love with Jesus Christ. She had never read the gospel. The gospel did that for her. So that must be the case for other people, but how to approach it is the question. I think creative teachers ought to be able to do this. The people in the United States want to have Bible study, but it doesn't seem to get off the ground in more than a few places. So maybe I'm pessimistic, maybe more is going on than I know, but the young adults don't seem to have been introduced to the scripture, and therefore they don't know Jesus Christ as revealed in the Gospels.
There's a very strong ecumenical focus at this synod, isn't there? Many ecumenical guests will be speaking. We have a lot to learn, perhaps, from the Protestant traditions, particularly there in the United States in this field.
Yes, I think, well, I'm not so sure in the United States that that's the place, but there certainly is a question in the absence of a magisterium that takes responsibility for proclaiming the gospel. They rely much more heavily on the scriptures themselves as the form for, the starting place for all theological inquiry and the starting place for theological reflection. And so they are much more keen on actually reading and interpreting and studying the text than we are. And yes, I think we have a lot to learn from them.
You have also been working, you said, with the Council for Christian Unity. What do you hope that Synod perhaps can achieve in terms of those relationships between Christians, the divided Christian churches?
Well, the challenge of the ecumenical movement for Catholics is, first of all, to renew ourselves and to be more vivid witnesses to our faith so that others will discover in us the fullness of the means of salvation. So if Catholics are better informed as to the scriptures and reveal this make evident their reliance on the scriptures, that will certainly help our conversation.
You've been listening to Sister Sarah Butler, Professor of Dogmatic Theology at St. Joseph's Seminary and currently participating as an expert in the Synod of Bishops that's taking place in the Vatican.